We get the current daf. Masechet Chagiga daf Yud Beis. Again, Yud Beis. Again, the test mouth. The beginning of the Gemara. Bes Haaretz. When it says and the land, that's Lahaktim Shemayim LaAretz. That's to say that heaven was before earth. As Tosfos explains, because the Ilah Ves, if we didn't have the word Ves, Hayisilaim. That I would say Shashneim Nivriyach. They both created at the same time. Well, Kasev Kasev Zechazel. What Pasuk is right to one after the other? Shiav Shlech Dosh Neishem Zkim. You could just can't write two things at the same time. Get the Vidush Rashi. Saying the S is saying it's a separate thing that Shemaim came before Aretz. Now says so Tosis, what the Amir Beis Hillel? This as Beis Hillel said previously, as never tchila that the land was created first because the Chassidus in the Pasuk B'Yemar says Hashem Megoyim, where it says first earth and heaven, but like Sivas doesn't say the S. It says bothered. Wait a second. So if it doesn't say the S, so maybe somebody just can't write two things at the same time. How do you know Aretz came before Shemaim? So Tosis, awesome Dovish, they did the exposition of Beis Hillel from the Shulchan Aruch B'Sidrei. In fact, the pasuk changed the order lahasmek etz lasia, where it's putting the order of asoyis Hashem became aretz b'shemayim. So that's because the pasuk wants to put eretz close to asiya. It's obviously that's his proof. But you're right. There we don't need the s. It's just saying that aretz was first closer to the word asiya. Now umihu, however, the muki chumash pedish Rashi and his interpretation of chumash Rashi says that shemayim is Rabbi told the sehem. That's coming to include the derivatives, and Satesis, that's obviously Medjahu, Polga Hadaha. Because he was saying it's a Shemaim is coming to say Shemaim and Aretz is Aretz. And Esa Aretz is to say the Shemaim coming for Aretz. Obviously, that's a different drush of what is Esa Shemaim and Esa Aretz coming to tell you. Next test mouth to begin this Gemara, Nichna Shachas. What does this mean? The Pish Rashi. Rashi says Nichnas that this V-line goes in its case. And by default, that light of the sun comes out and is visible. The Yaitse, and then this curtain, this V-line, comes out of its sheath, Arvis in the evening. And it covers the light. And it darkens the world. That's what Rashi explains. Now, why you question my, this is difficult to my teacher. Because Imkain, if that's the case, Hechnin, Imkechav, Meshamayim. Mino, I'm taking out the word Mino Balailo. How do you see the stars in the heaven at nighttime? It's in the second layer, as the Gemara concludes. So Vila and the curtain should conceal them, because they're in the second one, and Vila separates between them and the earth. However, maybe you see the stars through the Vila, just like you see them through the clouds. But most times, the clouds do cover them. It darkens them, and Machasna does cover them. So the curtain should for sure cover them. It's not less than the clouds. So why are they seen? Or why are they visible? So actually, it seems to my teacher to explain the opposite. The nichnis is not tomat that it goes into its tick, into its container. But the nichnis shachar is ba'olam. Rather, the vilan comes out in the morning into the world. And actually, it's from it that the light comes to the world. The yaitz arvis min olam, and actually it comes out in the evening from the world. The mistalikar and its light is removed. L'kacha kacham nirin, and therefore the stars are visible. Next says not the beginning of the gemara kol eisik bat teiro, which akati lisem lemilse designed akim shes lavash didn't finish it. This idea of the seven skies, which he started to explain, that he explained the pasuk of yem mitzave, that therefore he brought other midrashim that learned from this pasuk, but then ultimately the gemara is going to come back to finish it off. Kinnik says, "Master, the beginning of the Gemara, Oitzer Shelig, storehouses of snow." So, although the Gemara is telling us that these are punishments, but says Tosfos, "Yesh menishim mukhla paranas." Yeah, there are some that are prepared for punishment, but yesh l'tayim. But there are certain snows that are prepared for good. Because I mean, with Titus, like the Gemara says in Titus, that we give on base, Tobit Talgul Tudo, that snow is good for a mountain. Kechamisha mitchel ara, like five of rain for the ground. Mechin ksiv, so it says the pasuk Yeshaya, kikashi yeda, geshem ashalik b'chulu. And it says when the rain and the snow is going to come down, etc., and it's going to saturate the land. So you see, obviously, there are some snows that are good. Next says, "Master, beginning with the Gemara, David Bikas Redin La'aretz. David requested and he brought it down to the land." Which Hikshav B'chadni says, "Chaksav says the pasuk Yeshayi Kikashir Geshem Hashalik B'Nashemayim." Just like the snow and the rain come down from heaven, so you see that it's in heaven, not on earth. But here it's B'chadni answers, "The Kivin Shemin Ha'Non Miyedit, since it comes down from the clouds, Nidas Kiyedit Nashemayim. It looks like coming down from heaven, but really it's here on earth." Or from another part, you could say, "Lohid rakam mochon l'peranis." He only brought down those that are prepared for punishments. Menav mesaretz, but those that saturate the earth, nishul ma'avim actually did remain above in Shemayim. Kinnik says, "Master, begin the zikmar legurcho leyogur b'gurcho does not dwell in your dwelling bad." Which says, "In the mikra, it's not really a pasuk. Legurcho, rather, just legurcho ra." But Bahachi Darshli, that's the drush that we're saying, is from this pasuk, and that's what the Gemara is quoting.